It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley. Yesterday, I did a teaching on one of the names of God. It was the name of Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. And today I want to share with you another name that comes out of a revelation of God with his people, and that is the name Jehovah Rapha. It's found in the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter. God is delivering his children of Israel out of Egypt, and the enemy is hot on their trail. Pharaoh had 600 chariots that were chasing down the Israelites, and they could see the dust in the distance. I imagine the Jewish people must have thought that they were toast. So they start crying out to Moses, and then Moses starts crying out to God. And I love the answer God gives him when he prays here in chapter 14. Look at verse 15 of Exodus 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground." I think so many times we get fearful in life because we see the enemies that are against us. We see the trials that are facing us and daring us to just move on. But God wants you to know, if he promised something, he'll fulfill it. He's going to take care of you. He's going to lead you. God told Moses, just raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and it'll divide the water, and you can go through on dry ground. He said in verse 17, "I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Now, before we ever study the verse on healing, it's really important just to lay a foundation here. God says to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell them to move on." See, I believe God will never do for you what you can do for yourself. He expects us to use common sense. God expects us to do our part in what we can do. But there are many times, especially when it comes to facing an illness, when this passage seems so applicable. Because behind you, there's the devil that's hot on your trail. There's your diagnosis the doctor has given you. And in front of you, there's this massive sea of impossibility that would swallow you up in the natural if you just stepped off into it. And then there is faith that says, move on. Just take one step and see what happens. God gives Moses and the children of Israel a great victory when he drowns Pharaoh and all his armies in the Red Sea. Now, in chapter 15, I want to pick up the story because after this great victory, Moses writes a song. And he starts singing, and Miriam picks up her tambourine, and they start singing and dancing. And then look what happens in chapter 15, verse 22. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled into the desert without finding water. And when they come to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" And then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. And then the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there he tested them. Now look at verse 26. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." The King James says, "I am the God who healeth thee." Jehovah Rapha. That's where the name comes from. The God who heals us. Now we have a revelation here that God gives to Moses and the Israelites that he's Jehovah Rapha. Rapha means healing or wellness. And when you teach on the subject of healing, it's probably one of the most controversial subjects in the body of Christ. And yet at the same time, there is probably no subject in the Bible where you can find more scripture to lay a foundation that God is a healer. Even under the old covenant, he promised that if they were faithful to the covenant, he would not bring on them any of the diseases that he brought on the Egyptians, because he is Jehovah Rapha, the God of wellness, the God of healing. The psalmist declared in Psalm 103, verse 2, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns your life with love and compassion." You see, here, even under the old covenant God gave to his children, healing was a part of that covenant. In the Bible, in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 22, he called healing the children's bread. Now, let me show you where we get that from. In Matthew 15, verse 22, a Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." And Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. And he replied, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." And then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted, and your daughter was healed from that very hour." You see, the new covenant had not even come yet. And Jesus came for the Jews to show them he was fulfilling the promise that God gave to Eve when he said, your seed's going to crush the serpent's head. This woman was certainly not considered a dog by Jesus. When you read that, it sounds harsh. But to the Jews at that time, they considered the Gentiles to be dogs, and she was a Canaanite. So even though he came for the lost sheep of Israel, Jesus changes his whole plan, and he reaches out to this woman because she had great faith. You know, throughout the years, since I was a young boy, I have had God heal my body so many times. It was actually a healing that brought my family to God. About 55 years ago, my mom's best friend developed cancer, and doctors gave her just a few months to live. She went to a little church outside of town, and they told her about healing, and they prayed for her, and God did a supernatural miracle that let this lady live for many more years, and it also brought my family to God. Do you know, friend, healing is found in the atonement of Isaiah chapter 53. It says in verse 5, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." I love that because it talks about healing all three parts of mankind. You see, we were created in the image of God. We are a spirit. We have a soul, which is our mind, our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and we live in a body. On the cross, Jesus paid for your spiritual healing. He's paid for you to be born again and have eternal life, but he also paid for your emotional healing. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And then it said, by his wounds, we are healed. So Jesus paid for our physical healing as well as our spiritual and our emotional healing, where God gives us peace. As Christians, we're also given authority over all manner of sickness and disease. We find this in Luke chapter 4. It said, "When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them." And in Acts 10:38, it says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him." Now, let me briefly mention just a few of the healings that Jesus performed in his ministry. In John 4, he healed the nobleman's son. He healed the lame man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5, and he healed Peter's mother-in-law in Matthew chapter 8. Mark 1, he cleansed a leper. He healed the centurion's servant in Matthew 8. He healed a blind and a mute demoniac. He healed the woman who had an issue of blood in Matthew chapter 9. The Bible said she had suffered many things from many physicians, and Jesus healed her. How about Jairus' daughter in Matthew 9? And he even healed Malchus' ear when they came to arrest Jesus when he was in the garden and Peter cut his ear off. And Jesus picked up his ear and just put it right back on and healing him. These are just a few. Everywhere he went, he was doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil. In Mark chapter 16, the Bible tells us in verse 17, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they'll drive out demons, they'll speak in new tongues, they'll pick up snakes with their hands, no thank you, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all." And look what it says here, "They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well." A while back, our local newspaper had a story telling how some scientists did a survey to see if prayer really works. They found that the people who were prayed for were healed more often than those who had no prayer. God is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. He's a God who desires to touch his children with healing. It's one of the benefits of our salvation. Now, some will say, "Pastor Keith, I knew a good Christian woman who I prayed for, and she didn't get healed. Can you tell me why everyone who's prayed for doesn't get healed?" I wish I could, my friend. I don't understand it, but I do know this, it doesn't stop me from praying. I don't understand everything about electricity, but it doesn't stop me from turning on a switch to turn my lights on. In the book of James chapter 5, we just covered this, I believe, last week on Fresh Oil. Remember, he said in verse 14, "Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well." Friend, I believe Jesus is still our healer today. This name, Jehovah Rapha, it indicates God's desire to heal his people and allow us to walk in divine health. 1 year ago, I struggled so bad that I was not able to walk. And the whole time, for that whole year, I held out in faith, believing that God would heal me. And you know what, friend? It took a long time, but today I can walk again. God healed my body. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Now, I have to believe today that as this program is airing in several cities around the country today, I have to believe that there are a good number of people who are listening today and you're struggling in your body with sickness and disease. Maybe the doctors have even given you a terminal diagnosis like they did my mom's friend some 50 some odd years ago. But I want you to know something today, friend. God gave you a diagnosis too. He said healing was the children's bread. It's one of the benefits of our salvation, and it comes by faith. If you're listening right now and you're struggling in your body, I just want to pray for you as we conclude this program today. I've not really done that before, but I really felt I was supposed to do that today. Father God, I just come to you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you knew the very people that would be listening to this program today before I ever even decided to talk about Jehovah Rapha today, the God who heals. Father, I pray for everyone today who's struggling in their body with sickness. I ask you to touch them this day. May they allow their faith to touch heaven today, and may you bring healing in their life. I agree with them in faith right now, in Jesus' name, for healing in their life. And we thank you for it, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. I am believing God for your healing. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at WeNeedGod.com. Until next time. Remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.